This is the second of the so-called family affairs with the Saskatoon Hilltops on offense. We've spoken with the Readers, offensive coordinator and quarterback, and now we've got O-line coach and running back. And I'm just curious, Boston, what's it like at the dinner table? Is Mom telling you guys to shut up and stop talking football, or what's going on there?
I think we're all just too busy focused on eating more than talking about football. There's enough football in our lives as is, so I think at home it's a nice little break and separation from it.
What's it like, though, to be on the team and have your dad here and be a big part of what's going on with the Saskatoon Hilltops?
It's a pretty special feeling. My dad's been my coach for football for a lot of my life, so you can kind of take it for granted sometimes, but when you step back and think about it, it is special. For him, though, I think I'm just next in line running back that he's had since the last 20 years he's been coaching, so, you know, not much changes for him.
10, 11 years ago when I was traveling on the road with you guys, and you'd tell me, my kid's going to be a good player someday, and hey, you're prophetic. Nice job. You got to be proud as punch of what he's been able to accomplish.
I'm absolutely proud. I'll tell you, when the news came out last week, I didn't even, you know, look at Boston at home for a whole week. I didn't want to jinx anything. I didn't look at him. I didn't talk to him. He came in. I walked the other way. I didn't want anything to jinx us, you know what I mean? But it was good after we won that game. I gave him a big hug. I gave him a congratulation. And, boy, he's been a super proud of him. He's done exactly what he's earned. He worked his ass off over the break and over summer, and it's paying off.
With his talent and what he's been able to accomplish, how much easier does it make it for you with your group on the O-line in order to block for him and to give him the holes that he needs?
He helps us a lot, right? We do what we can. We'll block according to what the play calls for. They love him and they block hard for him, but he makes our job easy, that's for sure.
1,500 yards rushing this year. This is your last year, last kick at it, so you're desperately wanting to finish on a high, right?
Oh, for sure. It's definitely something that, you know, I was a part of a championship team my rookie year, but you're not so involved, so now that, you know, become older, become more involved in the team, it's definitely something you shoot for.
How difficult was it during the COVID years and the pandemic and not playing and having to wait around for this? I mean, this sort of all makes that wait kind of worth it, right?
Yeah, for sure. But that break in the season also gives you, you know, more time to work on yourself and work on your game. So you could treat it like that, or you could kind of let it be a letdown. So I tried to use that time to get better for when I knew football would come back.
Offensive player of the year in PFC. I see you were just named offensive player of the week again. Was it the third time? Not a big deal to you that you get these awards, or, you know, it's got to be a sense of satisfaction for you, right?
I think it's just a product of you know, the team's success more than anything else. The Hilltops have had a very long lineage of great running backs. So, you know, at some point, I think it just becomes more about the system than the player.
Austin, I'm going to have to steal that word lineage and use it somewhere along the line. That's good stuff. Your opponent this week, St. Clair Saints, the old Windsor AKO Fratman. What do you know about them? What do you have to be prepared of when it comes to their front seven?
You bet. Always give them respect. They're a good football team. They're undefeated for a reason, and they're fast. They're physical. They got great talent. But what we have to do is just put our kids in the right spots. You know, give them opportunity to make the right blocks and the right cuts. And if we can do that, we'll get them into good situations and good things will happen.
Boston, what you've seen on tape, do you have your strengths are going to be compatible that you can exploit whatever it is they throw at you?
I think the only thing you can worry about is how hard you're going to work in that game. And that's something that your opponent can't, you know, affect. That's something that comes from within you and from your teammates around you. So I think that's more of what we're looking at. So, yeah.
Good. Boston, congratulations on a big year. Wish you all the best this weekend against St. Clair, and let's go Hilltops.
Yeah, thank you.
Good stuff. Awesome. And of course, Donnie, same thing with you as well. All the best moving forward.
You bet. No problem.